recipes for my mind, body, and soul. I go to Mama's Pantry. Fill me up, I cannot get enough. I'm talking Mama's Pantry. To supplement me with the tea that I need. I see it's Mama's Pantry. What a way to end and start my day. Welcome to Mama's Pantry.
Welcome to Mama's Pantry, episode 35. Thanks for coming. Let's get started.
Mama's been dating, and it's been a nightmare. Not exactly, but kind of. Let's get into that, shall we? Here's meat and potatoes, baby.
Certainly, there are good things that come with age, especially when you're talking about dating. Of course, because you know yourself so much better than you know who you are at 20 or 30. And so you can pick better, presumably. So then, why don't we pick better as we get older? You would think you'd know what not to pick. But no, no. The trappings of the emotional self lingers. So, why am I talking about dating and being older? Well, because I'm dating. And it's not been great. First of all, I do have a complex situation. I have a 5-year-old boy. His father still resides under the same roof as myself. Since my son's birth, we have not been together. Not romantically or in a relationship as boyfriend and girlfriend or anything like that. We had been dating for about a year and a half before I got pregnant. We had a miscarriage, and then I got pregnant again. And was lucky enough to have this beautiful baby boy. But throughout the pregnancy, probably by the second trimester, it was pretty clear that we weren't working as a relationship. And we can get into that in another podcast, but it was clear throughout the pregnancy that we were not going to be together. But the icing on the cake of finality to our relationship was the birth of my son. And again, we'll go into more details about that another podcast. But so, as long as my son has been alive, our romantic relationship has been over. However, for a myriad of reasons, some valid and understandable, some fear-based and idealistically based, but for a lot of different reasons, we are still coexisting, although I have needed that to be over. But about a year ago, I decided I wanted to date. I wanted to go out and have dinner with somebody or go dancing, or go karaokeing, or have a romantic evening or weekend at the beach or in the mountains, or just enjoy a little portion of my life as just me and not as mom. And I was lonely as well for affection and physical touch and all of those things that most of us crave at some point. So I started dating, and I went on a few dates with a couple different people, and it was great and nice, and it was also a little bit like nerve-wracking, which was cool, right? Like, it's the whole, the date's coming up and it's a few hours away and you're like, ah. And all those feelings were fun to be back in, even though they're nerve-wracking and all of those things. But then I decided, let me date somebody I had previously had some relations with prior to my son and meeting his dad and all that stuff, which probably was a mistake, because going into this, I in no way wanted to embark on some kind of one-on-one relationship with somebody. Given that I'm still residing with my baby's daddy and that I have a young child at home, I didn't feel like the complexities of getting serious with somebody or feeling beholden to somebody, as you do when you're in a relationship, was a good idea and was absolutely not something I wanted. But there's elements of dating that one cannot fully account for. And on top of that, I personally lack the strongest of backbones. I have a backbone. I am a strong person. I am capable of many incredible things. But when my emotional self gets involved, my backbone gets squishy and soft. And where being direct is necessary and being honest is necessary and being clear is necessary and setting boundaries is necessary, I tend to not do those things very well. If it seems as if I've convinced myself that somebody wants to hear something else, even if it's counterintuitive to everything that I know I want or don't want. So when you're in a relationship or you start a relationship with somebody, invariably there are things that happen, and one of those things can be that they get very smitten with you. Now, the particular person I'm talking about, this is an ongoing issue. It certainly is not something that, because I'm so fantastic, although of course I am, it's not because of me that he got so head over heels. This particular person tends to get head over heels about anything that's new, and they spend a lot of time on either side of the fence of reality and fantasy world. And so it's easy to blur the lines of what we want in our mind's eye and what really is or what should be. The short of it is there were a lot of red flags that I should have immediately said, no, this is done. And I didn't, for a few reasons. The biggest being that the sex was really good. A little bit on the wild side, but which should be an indication, frankly, of a fast burn and quick burnout in my personal experience. Good sex, great sex is important, but when it leans towards that sort of wild side, I think that the writing's on the wall that that is a short-lived experience, that that's not going to be a lifetime experience. I think there are exceptions to that. Clearly, I'm sure people have their own unique stories where that works perfectly, and for 40 or 50 years, they're having circus-style sex. Great. But for me, in my experience, you know, great and good and wonderful connective sex is great and is got a longevity to it. Whereas the other kind can be wonderful and exciting and inspiring, but again, it's a fast burn, and that means that the burnout's quick. Like, and this is a pattern certainly for the person I was with, where like they go very hot and heavy and hardcore, quick and intense, and then it fades away fairly quickly. This person also didn't have any children, so when I discussed boundaries that regarded protecting the sanctity of my home and the relationship with my child, and that time was not as readily available to me, and that even if I had extra time, I would not always be choosing to spend it with somebody other than my kids. I have a small child, but I have three adult children as well. Four adult children as well. One lives a few states away, so I don't get to be a part of her life very often. At least not on the daily. But my other three live in town, two of which live with me, and so extra time is got a lot of people that I have to and want to give it to. So if I have adult relationships with people, whether it's friends or lovers, it's not a ton of time that there is for them. And so when I started dating, I thought, you know, I already knew what I was willing to do. And I did a little more than I was willing to do with this particular person. I spent more time. I jockeyed babysitting. I sacrificed time that I probably ultimately regret. The amount of time. The overall experience, certainly I don't regret at all. It was wonderful and fun. But and I learned also, which is like paramount, since I am going to be dating more and I, you know, want to do better. I have done a little bit of like a date here and there out of town, because I've had some trips in this year, 2023, and so I have tiptoed a very slightly back in, but I'm still not ready. That experience was enough for me to like, okay, we need to assess and take a step back. And you know, maintenance sex is important. I'm just going to say it. I definitely want to be able to enjoy the physical relationship with somebody. But as of right now, I have no interest on the horizon, and I don't see that that's something I really want to give that much attention to right now. Like, it doesn't feel like a necessity right now. There's a lot of other things that I want to concentrate on, like getting this podcast back going. So if I go out of town this year some more, I'll date a little bit more, because it'll be automatically with no strings attached, because I'm gonna be dating out of town. But I am definitely going to need to be more clear with myself before we get back into the dating scene. So if you're out there and you're dating, have fun with it. But be clear. I'll have a few tips in the popcorn segment to keep in mind and to have a little more of a guardrail for those of you who are going to venture out into the adult world and start dating. Now, quick break for our sponsor. Now, back to the show. So, for popcorn, I wanted to talk about the few tips that you can keep in mind. We're going to keep this really short because there's a couple other things I want to touch on for the snack segment. We keep all the segments kind of small and bite size, snack size, in this portion of the podcast. So real quick, here's five quick tips on dating as an adult, especially if you're a single parent, okay? One, be clear about your expectations and boundaries personally. Like, if you're looking for a no strings attached, be clear about that with yourself, and then, of course, the people that you want to date. Be upfront. Two, make sure that you're setting only the time aside that you have to give and want to give. So again, that falls under being clear about the expectations and boundaries. Third tip. Be smart about the people that you're choosing to spend your time with. It's okay to decide, even if you're not in a long-term relationship or you're not trying to build some kind of romantic thing with somebody, you're just going on a date or you're just going to the movies, you can still want people who fall under the criteria in which you believe you want to be around. So it is okay to decide that you only want to date XYZ or people who have children or whatever the case may be. So be clear on the people that you're dating. Four, if you are dating and you don't want strings attached, be sure to keep the dating world and life outside of your personal family dynamic. This is in particular with single parents. You don't need to tell every detail of what is happening in your life outside of the children's existence. So be private when you have kids. They're not your sounding board. They don't need to hear about who you're going on dates with or be privy to any of that. And of course, when it comes to any advice for parents, let's all remember, including the people giving the advice, that you're the parent and those are your kids, and you know them better than anybody else, and you know the dynamic that happens inside your home better than anybody else. So ultimately, you decide what it is you do or don't want to share with your kids. But as a golden rule, dating as a single parent ought to be kept private. Fifth and final, have fun. Life is short. It is okay. Give yourself permission to enjoy yourself and have dating with multiple people without it meaning something terrible. You are an adult person. You are making conscious decisions, thoughtful decisions. And so once you make those decisions, go with it. Have fun. Enjoy yourself. Have some sweet treats. Okay, so there's been a lot of loss in my life since the beginning of this year, 2023. The person I was dating that I spoke about in Meat and Potatoes, that was like a lot of red flags and got way too serious and needed to be stopped quite, you know, abruptly. That happened to have ended on New Year's Eve. And actually, it was New Year's. It was the 1st of January because I was with him when the bell, or, you know, the ball dropped, when it struck midnight, January 1st. And it wasn't but 10 minutes later that it was like, okay, bye. And I left the party and left him there. So that was the end of that. But also that day, my dad passed away, my papa. And so it wasn't but a day or two after that that I was in Texas and spent several weeks in Texas burying my dad, spending time with my brother and sisters and extended family. And I fortunately got to bring my son and one of my daughters with me, and that was a blessing. And it's sort of, although it was a terrible thing that happened, losing my dad, it was that experience that reminded me how important it is to see the people that we love, even if they're far away. And whatever hurdles are in your way in doing that, see if you can overcome those, because it's worth it and it's important and time is fleeting. My son-in-law also lost his father 4 days before my father passed, which was a huge impact for us, and it obviously continues to be. And I lost one of my very bestest friends. We don't get a lot of best friends in this life, and they tend to diminish even more as adulthood and aging start and progress. And so I lost my very dear friend Donna about a month ago. And so loss has been a big part of this year already. And I'm going to share a lot more of all that and what happened and my experience and my thoughts and reflections. And I may talk to some other people, my son-in-law, who lost his father, like I said, 4 days before mine. My brother, who we share a mother, he lost his dad in 2022. So at this point, this is May that I'm recording this. It was just about a year ago last month. So still very recent. And so it's been a tone, a vibe in my world and in the world of the people I love around me. So I will have a special podcast dedicated to talking more about that. So in honor of keeping these snack size, I just wanted to touch on that, because at the end of all my episodes, I try to have a recipe for you guys to enjoy, something to take and get the ingredients from your pantry and make something wonderful. This podcast, this segment, or I'm sorry, this episode, I'm going to keep just a dedication to my father. I have an audio recording of him talking about a couple foods that he was looking forward to eating the following day when this recording was made, with my dad, my brother, and I believe my niece, Melanie, is in. You can hear her giggle a couple times as well in the recording. And it's such a gift to be able to hear my dad's voice. I'm so blessed and happy and lucky and grateful that I can hear him still, because those things do tend to vanish quicker than we'd like them to from our memory. And I'm still very deep in the sadness of losing my father, and I'm still searching for direction. And again, we will talk on all this on the next episode that I air. I just appreciate you guys all being here, and I know the world is a crazy place, and taking any time to talk and listen and share, it's a blessing, and I appreciate you guys. So stay tuned for the end of this episode, where you'll hear my dad, my brother, and a little giggle from my niece, and thank you so much. Here we are at Sweet Treats, and I'm going to keep back to the meat and potatoes portion where we're talking about dating. And I want to touch on age. I am less than a year away from my 50th, 50 birthday, okay? And, you know, things are changing. Internally, externally, things are not exactly what they used to be. Shocker, I know. I'm starting to notice the skin is doing that thing. I now sound like that lady who's like, my skin is changing. And in fact, I feel like my skin is changing. Let me say real quick, though, before we get into too many other noticeable changes that I've experienced through dating that I didn't really pay attention to when I wasn't dating. I was like, oh. quick caveat, it's not like I'm working out every day or that I'm eating the healthiest diet. I'm not completely unhealthy, of course. I have some dietary restrictions, and through that, I've had to be more conscientious about what goes into my body. And through that, I've been eating much better and more conscientious about what I'm eating. So great. That's good. But I'm not taking a multivitamin right now. I'm not making sure that I'm getting all the minerals and nutrients and everything that might keep one's skin, for instance, from changing so drastically too quickly. But I will continue ranting either way, because we all are guilty of not doing our best in every area, every department. So there's room for improvement. That's good. I've got things to do. Yay. Besides the skin, okay, the hair on top of my head, okay, I went through during the pandemic a whole thing of like rainbow colors in my hair. Why? Gray. It was going pretty gray. And I like the gray. I have a lot of red in my family, in my hair, in my children's hair, in my grandmother's hair, my mom's hair. So we have auburn and red and all that. So when we lose the color of our hair, it does tend to lean more on the white side rather than the like dingy gray. So I was excited, like, as a brunette, ooh, lighter hair naturally coming out of my head. I like this, you know? The problem is that it comes out coarse, looking a little bit like pubes. We'll get back to that. That's an important, the pube thing is important. We'll get back to that. So they come out kind of curly and wiry, far shorter generally than the other hairs. Not all of them, but a majority. I have a lot of long, beautiful strands of gray and white throughout my hair, but I certainly initially was getting a lot of like antenna like hairs coming out. So dyeing my hair has become a thing until I can be all gray. And being, I originally was like, you know what, I want to just lighten my hair completely, get most of the brown brunette out, and then just dye it gray and just go from there, right? But lightening your hair when you're going from a brunette, in case any of you don't know this, it's really time consuming, takes a long time, it costs money, all of those things. And I do have a young child at home. I don't really have all the time in the world to just primp and press and, you know, poof my hair and all of that. That department is not an essential department. So hair has been changing. Yay. Also, hair has been growing in different places. We've got a few nipple hairs poking out every now and again. That's interesting. That's fun. Hi, how are you? New arrivals. I don't need that. That's not really where the hair needs to be. In fact, no hair needs to be there at all. Also, maybe an occasional chin hair. What the flip is that? Why is that? I don't know. I'm sure there's a chemical reason why hair is growing. Probably my estrogen level is decreasing, and in that maybe there's a little more testosterone flowing in there, and I'm turning into a man is what it is. Slowly, a slow drip of a man, kind of a drip coffee. I'm just slowly dripping into manhood, and that's okay. I'm not sure that's a bad thing, let me just say. With my femininity, if I get a little male stuff going, maybe that's not so bad. I'm just saying, I don't know, could be. Changes internally. I don't have periods anymore, okay? The eggs are gone. They're gone. They're gizzly gone. Now, do I have confirmation medically from a doctor with a letter that says you're done? No, not yet. Will I get one? Oh, I'm quite certain it's coming. So I guess that makes me menopausal, maybe? So that's fun. Like, you know, aside from diseases, I don't have to worry about getting pregnant anymore. Okay. Internal changes also. The bones creak. Crick, crack, make noises. They get swollen. I have RA. You can look it up on Google if you don't know what that is. It's a type of arthritis. And so, of course, as I age, my body's changing in that direction not too well. But aside from all of those changes, oh, eyesight, let's not forget eyesight, and of course you guys know the teeth saga. So clearly, I am turning into an ancient old woman rapidly. The change that put me over the edge, the change that said, Tara, sweetheart, you're old, and the prospects of dating might be significantly changing, sweetheart. You know, I've dated younger guys, maybe 10 years younger, maybe even younger than that. And that's fun, and that's awesome. And I will say that if you date like a 23-year-old, they're totally down with just having a fun adult experience and not needing it to be a lot, generally speaking. Of course, you can get people who are obsessive even at that age. But now that there's these changes, and this particular change that I'm going to hip you to in about 20 seconds, these changes are making what I consider my dating pool maybe a lot smaller. It might even be a puddle soon. I saw gray hair, y'all. Not in my armpit, not on top of my head, not coming out of my boob nipple area, not even coming out of my chin, not out of my ear, not out of my nose, okay? This gray hair was in my flower patch, okay? You know, my garden, my secret, sweet, pretty place, which is now geriatric, apparently. Which, who wants to go there? Nobody wants to go there. Nobody wants to go see the garden that has already bloomed. They don't want to see the garden that all the petals have fallen off. You know? They want to see the garden where the flowers are still budding and the blooms are still blossoming. And my garden is wilted. And it's sold. And gray. It's gray, y'all. Not all of them. Okay? No. Stop it. No. There are still hangers on earth. There's still soldiers down there. Holding on. Young bucks that are like, we won't let the old people take over in your garden, Tara. But they're coming, and they've sent a representative. There's a senior citizen representative down in my vagina. And it's freaking me out. It's freaking me out, but you gotta laugh at it. And that's what I'm trying to do. And I'm hoping the next time I pull my pants down, if I'm on that kind of a date, they don't start laughing or crying or running away. So I'm gonna leave you guys with a joke from a wonderful female comic. And I'm gonna put the link to the soundbite that I'm sharing. There's a video on YouTube. I'm gonna leave that link in the description so that you can check her out. And I'll put her name in the description as well so that she gets all the credit. But I'm gonna share with you now a little joke, a little experience, a little a sister in arms, if you will, with me in dealing with the gray hairs. Here is Ty Davis visiting Mama's Pantry and telling us about her gray hair moment.
Feeling down. I'm feeling bad about myself. I'm like, damn, I'm an old ass bitch now. Who gonna wanna fuck with a grandma? Nobody's like trying to do that. So I was like, you know what? I'm real big on mental wellness. I'm real big on like self-care. So I said, I'm gonna go home and I'm gonna make myself feel better. So I went home and then I took a bubble bath. But when I got out of the bathtub, I took a shower because I don't have time. So I'm not gonna explain it because we'd be like, well, bitch, that's a lot of water. What the fuck we gonna do with the extra water? Anyway, so I took my bath. I took my bath, and then after the bath, I took a shower. Now, while I don't like to like dry my body off with a towel, I like to air dry. So I'll wrap the towel around my body, and while I'm waiting for my body to dry, I just look at myself in the mirror, and I say nice shit to myself. I'll be like, oh, bitch, you killing these hoes, right? You know what I mean? Then I take the towel off and I be like, oh, bitch, some things is banging. Like, even if they hanging, I be hyping myself up. Because all I'm saying is, if I don't fuck with what I'm looking at, how am I expecting somebody else to fuck with it? So I be like, bitch, you killing it, ow. You know what I mean? Now, to be clear, okay, again, self-care, self-love, that's beautiful, right? Now, I tell you, when I took my towel off, it was time for me to put the lotion on my body. Now, I'm not wealthy. I buy my towels at the Walmart, so I had some lint on me. So I had to dust the lint off, like I had to wipe it off my body. And like when I got down to my situation, When I got down to my situation, there was some lint from the towel on my situation. Now, if you got to look at your vagina from this angle, it's not really a good view. So I got the handheld mirror and I looked at it and I saw that it was not lint from the towel on my situation. It was gray. It was gray pubic hair. And let me tell you something, like all of that self-love and self-care shit went out the window. I started cursing out God. I was like, why the fuck have you forsaken me? Why has this happened to me? Oh my God, I thought we had more time. I didn't even get to use my pussy for how I was supposed to use it, Lord. Oh my God, all the niggas that I done fucked off with, this is not how I wanted to go out. So I...
Yay!
I always include a leftovers, and it's like where I'm supposed to like make good on something I made a mistake on during the episode or share something I've forgotten to share. In leftovers right now for this episode, I just want to remind everybody I'm going to try and keep these podcasts coming more regularly. There's a lot of hurdles, but I'm hoping that just getting this one out, finally getting it done. I've been working on it and trying to get to it for months. It's like the longest episode ever constructed. And I get to the day and I want to do it and I get to the moment and I don't. And I can talk about all the reasons why, but we'll save that for the next episode, for another episode. So just if there's anything that you need clarity on, you can always leave a comment. Always check the description for the podcast to see if there's any links you can follow. And of course, there's a YouTube channel that you can subscribe and follow as well. Mama's Pantry Podcast. So thanks for listening. My daddy is up next. How you doing? Okay, instead of a recipe, here's my dad.
Yes, sir. Okay. Yes, sir. Okay.
We're going to smoke a brisket and watch the game, so come over.
Okie dokie. Sounds like a winner to me.
We're going to make your potato salad.
Oh, tater salad. I'll be there, buddy. You better believe it.
Yep.
Yes, sir. And that brisket sounds great.
Yes, sir. We'll pick you up early in the morning.
Okay, sounds like a winner.
Right.
I like Canelo. He's gonna knock Madonbi out.
He sure is. He's going up to cruiserweight.
Yeah.
I think they're gonna fight at 180.
Well, that's a lot of pounds from 150.